I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, that's all right, too. The mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission trying to put some folks to work, build some jobs. We need some economic empowerment in our community. Can't do it by, I know we love going to work, but boy, we got to build some businesses too. And you can do both. Much love to the people out there pushing the 9-to-5. Much love to our entrepreneurs. And as I said earlier, they are not mutually exclusive. Go ahead and work that job, but get your little side hustle on so you can have something to pass on to that next generation. Build some legacy. I'm Robert Gatewood, and I've been doing this now for a long time. Probably about 30 years. What does that mean? I've been doing about five. Started when I was about five. In my dream. Hey, teacher, you're not supposed to be laughing over there now. You laughing like you don't believe me. Hey, welcome to the show.
I mean, I thought it was only been like, you know, maybe 7 years, maybe.
Oh, you give me, all right, folks, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. As always, we have ourselves a dynamic show. Man, I love Fridays. Like Fridays, TGIF, but I like every day of the week. TGIM, TGIT, TGIW, and so forth and so on. If you want to join the show today, call us at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. And I have today with me my outstanding and talented and smart, sharp, beautiful co-host, Teacher Hillman. Good morning, Teacher.
Good morning. What an introduction. I love it.
And I had a few more adjectives, but I'm just, for the sake of time, I gave you the abridged version. But welcome again to the show. Welcome to the show. What are you going to talk about later on there, Teacher?
You know, I want to talk to the people about how to fight for a custody case, especially when there's issues.
When there's issues. All right, man. Well, you, one thing I will say about you, you are a fighter, and I just admire the fact that you share those fighting skills with our listening audience. So stay tuned for that, folks. That's coming up at the 11 o'clock hour. Also having in the studio my guest host, Mr. Andre Spelling. Good morning, Andre.
All right. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Andre.
I appreciate it.
Andre, introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Yes, my name is Andre Spellin. I'm a branch manager for PRMG, Paramount Residential Mortgage Group. I like to go around. I like to help homeowners, new people purchase homes, educate them on the buying process, work with realtors, help them become stronger producers, you know, just all around work together, help our community increase home ownership.
All right. And we know that is important because we've unflattering statistic that our community owns about 41% home ownership, which is pales in comparison to some of the other communities. So we gotta get those numbers up. So that's why we are beating this drum. We've been beating it all year long, and we'll continue to bring in experts, anybody who can help us get to the finish line. We've sponsored several workshops and seminars this year. We have the home buying and debt to wealth seminar that comes up every month. We had it last on the 20th. Was that last week? Yeah, that was last week on the 28th of July with Miss Kia Coppage and group. And we had ourselves a wang dang doodle. But we have another one coming up. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We have another one coming up on August 25th. And that's going to be a great, great, great workshop, August 25th. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out about all of the events that are coming up. And like I said, we're going to have this home buying and debt to wealth workshop. I am the MC, and I get up there and I try to tells everybody I'm going to tell some jokes. And of course, that puts me on the spot, so I have to be funny. I know you guys don't think I'm funny, but sometimes when you're on the spot, boy, you have to do what you got to do. We have people there on every facet of the home buying process. Miss Kia Coffee, she's talking about lending. We have Miss Greg Gasquet talking about real estate. Mr. Danny Jones talking about how to get out of debt. We have a
a credit score specialist. We have asset protection attorneys. We have the whole nine. If you missed the one last week, go ahead now and sign up in advance for the one coming up on August 25th. We have plenty of time. Go to the website. Go to marketingpulpit.com. And while you're there, check out some of the past shows and find out what the Marketing Pulpit is all about. Matter of fact, we have a sizzle reel right there on the homepage. Give you a quick 1 minute synopsis of the Marketing Pulpit radio show, and you can get a quick glimpse on what we're about. So I'd like to welcome all of our new listeners, people for the first time. You have been missing out on a lot. I mean, I can't put all 8 years of Marketing Pulpit in your head at once, but guess what? We're gonna be around for a while, so just hang on to your hat. Welcome to the show, and all of the longtime listeners, like to thank you for hanging in there with us, bringing us up to 8 years of being on the air, and we're looking forward to having 8 more years. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out what we're about. Go to Facebook. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram, and we are on Twitter, and we are all things Marketing Pulpit. Got a lot going on in the news always. We'd like to keep you abreast of what's happening out there, and quickly we're going to talk about, man, I tell you, so much stuff going on in the news. Sometimes I just shake my head. Well, one thing that went on, Ivanka Trump, she said she came out in defiance of her pop. She said, the press is not the enemy of the people. I said, ooh, boy, Donald's going to get you. Hey, teacher, you think she's going to jump? Donald's going to come after her like he does everybody else? That loser she's talking about. How can you talk about your daughter?
So, you know, the funny thing about it is, if you've noticed, the people that speak out in defiance of him, what happens to them after that? Either they resign, they quit, or they're fired.
Hey, teacher.
Or somehow discredited. I think she's on her way out.
Can you fire your daughter? That's his daughter. You can't quit your daughter. You can't quit being his daughter. I guess you can, though. I guess
he's kind of shown that he doesn't really have a lot of loyalty.
But I thought that was funny. The daughter came out and said, "Now he's out there in Pennsylvania, you know, around a bunch of those Yahoos talking about, you know, what he does." And his daughter doing an interview almost simultaneously saying, and the exact opposite, that the press is not the enemy of the people. Anyway, so that's going to be interesting to watch, because I think Ivanka is really trying to distance herself, because she recently withdrew her clothing line. Really, she claims it had nothing to do with sales, but we know for a fact that it was taking a tank, and people actually started, there were actually Twitter boycotts. There were people, there was all kind of backlash because of her father's policies. And so now she's actually starting to think about her future, because she's thinking she's got to live after this guy gets out of the White House. So I say more power to her. Paul Manafort, he's acting on trial now. He spent more than $1 million on clothes and jewelry, and including his infamous $1,500 jacket made from ostrich leather. Hey, Andre, you have an ostrich leather jacket in your closet.
Sorry, man. I got a couple hats, but no jackets.
What is ostrich leather anyway? Isn't an ostrich like meat? Isn't that something you eat? I mean, I know you make leather out of a bird.
Leather is pretty amazing.
You have some, teacher?
I won't discuss these things, but it is pretty amazing.
I might be stepping on some toes here. I got a couple of ostrich leather wearers in my midst. I gotta beef up my wardrobe a little bit. I gotta get me some ostrich leather. Daggone it! All right, guys, now you done made me think. I'm probably
alligator leather is just as good from what I hear.
Well, see, I can dig alligator. Everybody has some gators, but I never thought about getting me some ostriches. But anyway, Manafort, he's going through a trial now. And there, you know, when they get you on trial, boy, that's one thing about. Let me tell you something, folks, and I'm sure teacher can attest to this. If you can avoid the legal system, man, do it at all costs. But once they get up in you, once you get deposed and they put you on trial and that discovery process starts, man, they got everything. They're in your cell phone records. They're in your, going through your files, your ostrich closet, your leathers, your ostrich leathers. So if you respect privacy and want to keep your life on the down low, just follow the law. because once they get, once the legal system get a hold of you, man, they all up in your business, big time. Now, here's some good news. Beyonce, she was on the cover of Vogue magazine, and she has selected the first black cover photographer, a 23-year-old guy. So hats off to her. But I do have a question, though. When are we ever going to get to that point where there's no more first blacks, this and that?
I don't know. We're a long way off. There's a lot of things we don't care for to do right now. So eventually someone has to want to do it, and then that's how it goes.
Well, you made a good point there, Andre. But do we have to count every first black of everything? I'm sure everybody in this room and probably out in the radio land has been the first black to do something. I mean, think about it.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm sure. Teacher, you are the first black female attorney on the first Friday of the month on Marketing Pulpit Radio host.
Right.
So get yourself a plaque. And
right. You know what? Doggone it. I've been looking for a reason to get a plaque, and that might just have to be it.
There you go. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm bringing this up.
Well, who keeps track of that, though? Who keeps track of what? Okay. They have a list where they're like, okay.
Yeah, like the Guinness
first
book.
Black person. Okay, he did this now. Okay. That's exactly
what I was wondering.
Yeah.
And I'm
telling you who was.
I'm telling you why I bring it up. Because, I mean, I understand the accomplishment, and I understand we need to celebrate any chance we get. But does it continually remind us that of what we haven't done? Does it give more power to oppressors to keep reminding them that they have all these head starts and advantages that we don't? Does it? I mean, I'm kind of torn by it.
But the other thing is, okay, well, who was the first Asian to do this or that? Who was the first Indian man to do this or that? Like, no one's keeping track of any other race doing things except us. Like, why do we even need to? Let's just assume we've done everything.
Just go out there and do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Kick tail, be the best, and if you happen to be the first, I'm telling you, I know for a fact I've done some things that I was the first black to do. But I don't want a plaque, really, because I'm out here. I got my nose to the grind. I'm trying to get paid. I'm trying to make a difference in my community. I'm trying to create some legacy. I'm trying to pass some things on to the next generation. If you want to, in your private moment, say, hey, man, you were the first black to do that. Okay, cool. I'll take that. I'm not going to get mad at you, but that's not a goal of mine.
Yeah, but who was the first black person to wear ostrich?
That's fine.
They keep track of that, right?
Oh, that's good. That's a good one, Andre. Hey, right, folks, this is the Marketing Pool, but I'm Robert Gatewood. I have TJ Hillman and Andre Spelling. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to protect yourself in a custody dispute. Don't you go anywhere. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Call us if you want to join the conversation. 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Walgreens. Beach Drive southbound is still closed because of a tree down in the roadway between Joyce Road Northwest and Broad Branch Road. All lanes remain blocked while they get the tree out of the way. Suitland Parkway, some lingering volume after Alabama Avenue to Stanton Road. Just the usual volume right now as you head inbound on New York Avenue from northeast into northwest. Should find everything open, though. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medications and testing supplies. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, high near 81. Scattered showers overnight down to 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, might see a shower pass by and a high near 88. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, here I'm on Google trying to find me a good used ostrich leather jacket. Man, these things are expensive. Come on now, Andre. You sure you don't have a used ostrich in your closet you can hook a brother up? Hey, folks, also, let me a couple of quick more things. Kraft, the people that makes Heinz ketchup, they are going to make it the single-use ketchup packages recyclable by 2025. You know what I was thinking, though? you know, when you go to McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and you ask for a hamburger, I like to go and sometimes get me a fish sandwich with some, I have some tomato and lettuce on it. Man, I'm getting hungry all of a sudden. But anyway, and you say, give me a pack of ketchup. What do they do? About 50 packs. I want the recycling to happen too, but I would say that whoever runs McDonald's, Burger King, when I say ketchup, really, two at the most. I don't need 52. Right. It's just me. Do I look like I need more ketchup, or does it happen to everybody?
Yeah, then they'd be handing them out.
Yep. Anyway, I'd like to welcome to the studio. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I have Teacher Hillman, and I also have Andre Spelling. And let's see here. The events that are coming up, we talked about the home buying and debt to wealth seminar. Also, I do I'm an adjunct professor at Prince George's Community College. On September 25th, I'm going to be doing my trademark landmark marketing strategies course. It's a course that goes from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the evening. And, man, I'm telling you, if you want to know anything about marketing, we cover branding, we cover networking, social media, web development, franchising, government contracting, advertising, elevator pitches, anything related to marketing we cover in that course. So go to Prince George's Community Colleges and look up, just Google the, just search on the classes, and you can register for this course coming up on September 15th. I'm giving you plenty of notice because I get to the class and everybody in the class says, man, I didn't know about it. If I had known before yesterday, I would have told my friends and family, and we have a great turnout to these classes. And I'd like to thank Prince George's Community College for making these courses. It's part of the BOSS program, the Business Owner Success Series, for people who are in business and they're trying to get their business on without having to go back and get a four-year degree. And they have people like myself who are experts to come in and cover these different topics. You can also find out this information on the Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com and look under the event section. Like, welcome to the studio, my special guest today, Mr. Andre Spelling. Andre is in the home lending and finance industry. And Andre, welcome to the show again.
Hello, hello.
Andre's been on the, you've been on the radio show a time or two.
Yeah, you know, I've been around. I had a show called the Empower Hour, where I spent, you know, just did like motivational stuff. Had like life coaches on, have authors come on, and we just have good conversation about things to, you know, inspire, motivate, stuff like that.
But you know what I like about that, Andre, and teacher, that we have to provide pushback on some of the. The disinformation we're getting from the right and from people who have political motives and ambitions. And so it's hard now to almost distinguish what's real and what's unreal. We have a president who's constantly peddling disinformation. He has a base of about 35 to 40% of the population that actually believes in it. And so what we have to do is energize and inform the remaining 60% of the country that's actually open to a dialogue, facts, relevant information, and so forth. So that's why this show and other shows on Radio 1 and WOL and the entire Radio 1 family is important, that we actually provide this voice for our community. So I'd like to have people like you, Andre. And,
appreciate it.
And teacher who are actually keeping it real at all times. Now, what made you decide to get into this line of work that you're in there, Andre, as a lender?
Well, I was in college, and my cousin was like, he got involved in the business, and it's actually a funny story. So he was already working at the place, and I was 22 at the time. So he had me come in and interview, and they were like, nah, you don't have any experience. Sorry. So if you know me, I was like, well, I'll be here Monday. So I came in Monday as my cousin's quote unquote assistant, and I worked for free.
Wow.
And the place I was working at,
stop you right there.
Okay.
Now, that's something that I wanted. That's a message and a lesson to young people out here. Mm. You say you worked for free.
I did. I was like, I'm going to be here Monday regardless, because this business, my cousin was telling me, was a good one. And I mean, just because they won't pay me to start doesn't mean they won't let me in there.
That's right. Because a lot of the young people, one thing that emphasize the importance of having experience. and having people to see how good you are, that you're dedicated, that you keep your nose clean, that you're a hard worker. They can't see that from the outside.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's even more than that. So let me finish to tell you how it went. So I got there. It was, they just opened their doors maybe like 4 months prior. They hadn't closed any loans. Everybody in there was just didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
So I started in like maybe June, and by August I closed my first deal, and I was the first person to close a loan there, period.
What?
The guy with no experience, the guy that came in to work for free. And at the before that, I was an orthodontic assistant making about $10, $12 an hour. And my first check was like a few thousand dollars. And I'm holding it in cash in my hand. And I'm like, wait a minute. I could be, do you know how many braces I need to change out to get this right here? That's when I was like, man. And I helped somebody buy a house, like help, like walk somebody through the process to realize their dream. Like, this is best of both worlds. I'm helping people and I'm making money. This is great. And so that was the beginning of the.
I mean, that's a great,
everything.
That's a great story. But I still got to say, the fact that you started free is a message to young people and to people out here who are young people who are living in the basement. A lot of kids have gotten out of college now. They can't find jobs. They're living on their parents' basements. So parents, here's a story for these kids.
Oh, yeah.
Get out there and go ahead. I mean, you don't work free forever, of course.
No.
But you got to expose yourself. You got to let people know what you can do. I said, that's a great story, Andre. I think that's a story well worth telling. Now, what has changed since you got into the industry?
Man, lots changed. So when I started, it was all about subprime mortgage loans.
Right.
So I was helping people who, you know, ordinarily wouldn't have been able to get a loan, get into a house.
Right.
And then around 2009, 2010 times, everything changed. Mm. A lot of those subprime loans disappeared. Those options were few and far between, and now it's all about government loans. Conventional is still in there, but it's all about, if you want to help somebody get into the house, usually you go a government route.
Government meaning, break that down for us.
Well, you have two kinds of, you have a lot of different kinds of loans, but the two major ones are conventional and government. So if you have a 580 credit score and you have 3.5% to put down, you know, as long as you've been working 2 years, the government's going to back you. They're going to insure your loan so that somebody will lend you the money. Conventional is, you know, you need to have a higher score. You got to have, you know, it's a little bit tighter restrictions. But sometimes the terms are a little bit more favorable. Government loans are, you know, huge nowadays, and there's a lot more red tape. There's a lot more hoops you have to jump through as a lender. That's how things have changed. It's more government now than it was before, a whole lot more.
I mean, is that a term that people are familiar with? Most people are first-time home buyers?
They're not. And that's why it's so important to get, you know, somebody that you can trust that understands everything, that's done this a long time. This is the time I'll plug myself and my company, PRMG, Paramount Residential Mortgage Group. We're 91% purchase, so we're focused on helping people own homes. You said earlier 41% of African Americans are homeowners. I mean, right now real estate values around here are going up. Only 41% of us are enjoying that benefit. Mm. We got to get that to 100%. You know,
Andre, I drive through these communities, Mitchellville, Fort Washington, Bowie, really Prince George's County, like the mecca of black progress. And but the hidden story behind that is that there's a facade in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Because 41%, only 41% of these people are actually owning their homes. That means people are renting. That means there's all kind of living arrangements that belie what we actually see with our own eyes. And so that's why it's important for people like yourself to come in and help people move from that false reality to the true, to real reality.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't even have retirement, but they bought a house when they were in their mid-30s, and now they're 60-something, and it's paid off, and it's gone up crazily in value, and they can sell it, and they have hundreds of thousands of dollars to use to retire. Mm. You know, I mean, bottom line is, to me, I almost look at it almost like a lottery ticket, you know, where it's going to come, where it's actually going to win. It's actually going to return some money to you, hold it long enough, and only 41% of us are holding that ticket, so we've got to increase that.
What a quick tip you would give to a first-time home buyer, somebody who's in the market for a first-time home buyer?
Oh, I mean, first things first, call a lender. Mm-hmm. You can call me, 866-PRMG, the number for me.
Isn't it important to pre-qualify before you go
that's
out
what I was. That's what I was going to say, because a lot of times people think they need to do this and that for their credit. But as I said, you only need a 580. So, you know, maybe you missed a payment and your score dropped a little bit, but it's not even close to 580, and you don't know. So you call, you let a lender take a look at your credit. They'll tell you what you need to do. Most times, if you've been working for 2 years and you have a W-2 income, you can go ahead and get started right now.
All right, folks, you heard it right here. This is Andre Spelling. He's a guest on the Marketing Pulpit Show today. We're going to take a quick break, and Andre, when we come back, we're going to have him give your information out once again. Also, go to marketingpulpit.com. The information is right there on the homepage. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have Teacher Hillman coming up in a moment. She's going to talk about how to protect yourself during a custody hearing. And also, I'm going to talk about later on branding. Do not underestimate the power of branding. What does McDonald's and the Confederate flag have in common? Hang on. We're going to have that at the 11:15 hour. Marketing Pulpit will be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Sharpton, WOL 95.9 FM and 1450 AM. In this era of President Donald J. Trump, it is imperative that we, now more than ever, come together to keep what our ancestors fought for, to put our new agenda on the table. So join us daily right here, WOL News Talk Radio, where information is power.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power. Tom Joyner in the morning, Reverend Al Sharpton, Chris Thomas, Carl Nelson, Keep Hope Alive Radio with Jesse Jackson, Butch McAdams, Moon Man, T.D. Jakes, Mount Pleasant, New Horizon, Power Talk Network. Download the mobile app and take us everywhere. Worldwide at WOLDCnews.com. Your voice. News that's important to you. News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
Mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs. Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
WOL Washington, W240DJ Washington, 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. No, we're not saving souls. Some people ask me, Gatewood, is that a gospel show? Well, let's put it this way. We preach the marketing gospel. And when you say gospel, you mean that's the way it is, not the way it should be or used to be, but the way it is. We bring you nothing but the marketing truth. And that's why later on in the show, I'm going to talk about branding. Some people have asked me, I'm going to address some of the questions people ask me. Like somebody said, look, I have my personal name, but I also have my company name. Which one should I put out there? I'm going to answer that question for you. And that comes up a lot when people are dealing with social media and some of the other things. And it all revolves around branding, the strength of your brand. That's coming up at 11:15. We have in the studio Mr. Andre Spelling, and we also have our co-host, Miss Teacher Hillman. How you doing over there, Teacher?
I am doing well. I am so happy to be on the show where hearing what the other gentleman had to say in reference to homeownership and the importance of it. So I'm glad I got to hear that, because I think a lot of people need to hear that kind of information in our community.
Yes, they do. Andre, once again, tell them how people can find out more about you and your company.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you can go to 866. You can call me at 866-PRMG. The number for me. You can go to the website, andreshomeloans.com. Click on the short application to get started. And yeah, we've got a lot going on. We've got first-time homebuyer seminars we can send you to. And of course, we'll sit down with you, come see you. You can come to the office in Laurel, and we can take care of you.
All right, folks. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about the our guest, our host. Also, I am Robert Gatewood. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web, and we have been doing some fantastic things this year, helping people get from their concept into the business world. Entrepreneurship is really one way to financial freedom and wealth and legacy building. And so what we have done really just time and time again this year and in the past has we've helped people take that concept, that idea that they had, and we bring it to reality. We actually have a gentleman that just came on this week. He actually has a product that's going to be in, we're trying to get in gyms across the country. And so we're working on his strategy. We brought in a new author this week. We're working with some of our really our perennial clients, people like Earl Afari Hutchison, Mr. Neely Fuller, Mr. Joe Madison, people that we've been working with for years. They're household names, and we're glad to be associated with them. And we'd like to bring your company and your organization and your book into household namedom. You can do that by visiting Gatewood Marketing and Web and setting up a free consultation. Let's talk about what you're trying to do, and we can show you how to get there. And we've been doing it for, gosh, almost 30 years now. And so we plan to be around for a while. And so take advantage of this opportunity, folks. We're helping people empower themselves. And there's nothing like owning a successful business. Somebody who's no stranger to success and business world and entrepreneurship, this young lady, my co-host, she is an attorney, but she's also a business owner. So she's wearing a couple of very good hats. Hats that fit her very well. They're not made of ostrich leather, but not that I know. I may have to check that hat out, though. You may have some ostrich feathers hanging off there. I see a feather
not
hanging
off.
It's not a hat.
It's a wallet, not a hat.
Not a hat. See, I knew teacher had some ostrich laying around there somewhere. But then what do you expect? Come on now. She is a successful attorney, so you're entitled to a few perks. What do you think? Just a few. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Self-care is important.
There you go. There you go. That's right. Do all this work and you can't take it with you. Teacher, tell us about, first of all, reintroduce yourself to our listeners, to our regular listeners, and introduce yourself to the new ones, please.
Absolutely. So my name is Tisha Hillman. I felt like I sounded like I was going to rap. My name is Tisha Hillman.
My name is Tisha, and I'm known around the world. I'm a legal girl. Hide it out.
And I'm a Maryland-based attorney. I practice primarily in the areas of family law, criminal law, and also in personal injury.
Mm-hmm.
I have an office in Largo, Maryland, and it is always great to be on the show to be able to talk to people about how to work together as families and to build stronger communities and stronger families and stronger children and things like that. And so sometimes it's kind of bringing those things together and understanding that, family law and just the legal system in general is something that we can also use to help us just to build and to grow. So it's always great to be able to talk about those things.
And what I'd like to add to Teacher's resume is that she is very, very pro-community. She's always willing to give back. She provides free information, not just on the air, but she also provides workshops. She helps people who are going through these legal struggles, whether they're men who feel like they've been, the justice system has turned their backs on men. And I really found that very, very, really uplifting to know that there's somebody out there who's willing to do these things, not just to get paid, but because it's the right thing to do. So I do, and that is another reason why she's actually one of our hosts on the show. So thanks again, Teacher, for that.
Thank you.
Well, let's get to your topic today. What is this about? What is this, what do you say about how to protect yourself in a custody dispute? Break it down for us.
Well, when a couple is fighting over custody and dealing with issues around their personal separation and being able to maintain some kind of familial relationship with the parent and the other child, it's really, really important that the parties kind of find the best way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why I want to talk to the people about protecting your rights. But before we even get to protecting your rights, the first thing I want to tell anyone who's going through a custody dispute currently, or they may be in the process of separating from their spouse or from the other parent, first consider the child. Mm. So the umbrella is consider the child before anything. Because a lot of times what creates all of the turmoil and all of the issues are the parties' unresolved issues with one another. And what happens is the child is then affected by things that they had no control over, but for these adults. You know what I mean? And so the first thing I would say is think about your child. When you're separating, you know you're going to separate, consider your child and what's important for them. What do they need? How can they be, you know, a better person despite all of this stuff? So that's the first thing.
But, TJ, wouldn't you say that the your vision, your what you interpret as what's best for the child is somewhat jauntist or biased by your own personal animus towards the person you're fighting against, your own belief that what you're doing is best? I mean, am I stretching by saying that's easier said than done when you say do what's best for the child? Isn't that like subjective?
So, you know, it is subjective. And the only reason it's subjective is because the parties aren't considering the child purely.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
Because once your own issues come into play, that's when it becomes subjective.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you know, instinctively, if you know, okay, this is what a child needs. A child needs shelter. They
right.
need security. They need, you know, those are the basic things that children need to thrive and to survive.
Which is not subjective.
So which is not subjective. So if you are really purely focused on the needs of your child and the best interests of your child and not whatever tertiary issues you may have with the other parent, then I think that is a great starting point.
Okay.
But just remember, it is not subjective.
Okay, I got you.
Food. Children need food. You need money to get food.
No matter how much you hate the other party, the child still needs to eat.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
And the next thing I would say, Robert, is to, after you've considered the child, then you decide how you are going to protect your rights.
Okay. Okay.
And so what I mean by that is, whether it is talking to an attorney, whether it's talking to an attorney
like
or,
teacher,
you
like
know,
teacher, like this,
exactly.
this talented attorney we have on the air. Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry. Just had to throw
so,
it
so whether it's that or, you know, using some other method of, you know, if you're going to represent yourself or whatever it is that you're going to do, but finding a way to protect your rights. But the first thing is you got to know what those rights are. And so that's where I would say, of course, you would need to talk to an attorney. Then figure out from there how to protect your interests. And if you have to proceed without an attorney for whatever reason, the best thing you can possibly do is to get an agreement between you and the other parent in writing, signed by both of the parties, and dated. And make sure that you state what your intentions are in that agreement, and make sure it's very, very clear.
So you're saying... You saying they can do that pro se without an attorney, or you saying get your attorney to draft the agreement, or they go online and Google it?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say Google it, right? But I would say that if you can consult with an attorney, even if you can't afford to hire the attorney,
right?
But if you can consult with an attorney to advise you of what your rights are, that's a great place to start.
Okay.
If you can then hire that attorney, then that's absolutely, you know, that's better, because not only can they tell you what your rights are, then they can help you, you know, protect those interests for you. But if you can't do that, the next best thing is to have an agreement between the parties. And that agreement, either you can learn what those rights are in order to write them in the agreement. You can either learn that by an attorney, or you can try some kind of internet research, but you got to know what you're getting when you get the internet.
Hey, PJ, I hate that. Hate to bring drama to the booth. What this article you reading? What this article you reading here, Andre?
Yeah, I was just looking at news, and yesterday I heard about how Blake Griffin was ordered to pay $258,000 a month for child support. So my question to you is, I have a couple questions. First and foremost, is it always, do they always award the child to the mother? And then secondly, how is it fair for this man to have to pay $250,000 a month to pay for two children? That's incredible. That's crazy. It shouldn't be that way.
He needs teacher on his team.
Yeah, man. What, how does that happen?
I need to let him teach his number.
So my third question actually is there a formula that they use to determine how much support you're supposed to be giving? And what is that formula? Because I'm sure we'd all want to know.
Okay, so let me address your question in response to each question. I'll address them accordingly. So your first question is, do the courts always award the child to the mom? Now, Robert has said that I believe in being very, very honest. Yeah. And so I'm going to be honest. In theory, they don't. I'm sorry. Yeah, in theory, they don't, right? But in practice, it really is kind of the status quo, to be honest with you.
That's like that's the default almost. It's like the woman, unless she really got a needle hanging out of her arm out on the street corner.
Right.
And you have video evidence of that.
Yes, I mean, again, like I said, I mean, I'd like to tell you that, you know, the system of justice is blind and fair. But, you know, as some of us may know, it's not.
Okay.
And so the same applies when it comes to these custody and child support situations. A lot of times the system is absolutely skewed against men.
Okay.
And that's just the truth. So, yes, men can get custody of their children. But, yes, it is also true that more than likely custody goes to the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second thing is with respect to child support in the Blake Griffith case. Now, I know nothing about that case. I don't even know what state it's in. And so I can't speak to the fairness of it.
Right.
But what I can say is that when you're talking about a formulaic approach, I cannot speak for all jurisdictions, but what I can say is in the state of Maryland, which is where I'm licensed, it goes by the party's income, their gross income. Now, I have an issue with the whole gross income thing, but, that's for your legislators. I think there's an issue with applying gross income to anything that you're going to calculate in order to have
right.
someone make a payment. You get what I'm saying? Because we're not talking about real money here.
Right. You're not considering
exactly.
the other deductions that may come out of that pay.
Right. Exactly. And so, I believe it's 25%. I think it said it can't be higher than 25%.
Mm-hmm.
But don't quote me on that, but I think that's the number.
Hey, but how do they not have a cap, though?
Hey, teacher, hang on a second. Hold on, guys. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to finish up after the break. Folks, we have attorney Teacher Hillman talking about custody and protecting yourself in a dispute. We also have in the studio Mr. Andre Spelling. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gate with your host. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to talk about branding. Is your name more important than the name of your business? Hang on. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. It's WOL Traffic and Weather Update brought to you by Walgreens. Beach Drive southbound tree came down a few hours ago after Joyce Road before Broad Branch Road. All lanes remain blocked. Park police will direct you. You may want to think about Georgia Avenue or Connecticut Avenue as an alternate, whatever works best for you. Right now, New Hampshire Avenue southbound, it's going to be construction down to one left lane before you get to the district line. At Eastern Avenue, Suitland Parkway, a little slow inbound after Alabama Avenue to Stanton Road. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medications and testing supplies. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, a high near 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight down to 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, maybe a passing shower. And a high near 88. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, if you've gotten that court order to pay $258,000 a month, you are getting paid.
Wow.
Look, I'm mad at you and glad at you at the same time. That means you had to get some money. You get some money from somewhere. to be able to consider being able to pay that anybody that believes that you can pay that amount of money. I mean, you're getting paid somewhere. You're getting paid somewhere and getting paid mightily. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host, and I have Andre Spelling, and I have Teacher Hillman with me today. And we also like to thank our sponsors, BLE Executive Suites. If you're looking for an office home, call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com. If you want somebody to pick up your mail for you and have mailboxes and answer the phone, if you have workshops, seminars, and you're tired of meeting people at the library and all these odd, you know, godforsaken places, tired of meeting your clients out in the parking lot at the Tasty Freeze and the McDonald's, that's okay every now and then, but at some point you got to show this. We're talking about branding later on. You don't want to take your brand to take a big hit because you're not presenting yourself in the best possible light. So think about branding also when you're having people to come to your place of business. And nothing does that better than a good old professional office at BLE Executive Suites. You can rent by the hour, by the week, by the month. Get a long-term lease. Call them at 301-322-1700 or blesuites.com. Now we were addressing the Blake, what's the guy's name?
Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin situation.
NBA star.
So let's use him to put a bow on this whole situation so we have a real-life situation here. So what was the last question that Andre had?
I was just saying there should be a cap, too. I mean, you got 25% of your income, but then it shouldn't be more than, I don't know, $10,000, $20,000 a month. I mean,
but
come on.
Let's just say, Andre, let's just say that this the lady or the person, let's say man or woman, depending on who it is, that they've spent their entire life supporting you. And if it weren't for them, you wouldn't even have the.
But you're talking about divorce now. This is not a divorce scenario. This is a paternity, baby mama paying child support scenario here.
Yeah, maybe that's a little different. They're different.
A whole lot different.
Let's ask the expert here.
Well, you know, when it comes to child support specifically, I get what you're saying that there should be a cap. But here's the problem. Again, we're talking about different states and their laws right now. Just, you know, be glad that you don't live in New York, which from my understanding, you know, say, for instance, we're two single people and we have a kid together, but then one of us moves on. Now you bring another child into the situation. I may be stuck paying child support for a child of someone that I'm dating because I'm living with them.
What?
That's not my child.
Mm-hmm. That don't sound right.
That is absurd. Mm. I should not be responsible for paying for your child, and whether we're married or not, I shouldn't be responsible for that. So again, that's what I'm saying. Every state is different in their approach to child support and the parameters around child support. But what I can say is that it's based on each party's individual gross income, and then what's factored into that is some of the expenses paid for the child, like the health insurance. If there is, you know, if the child has any kind of medical needs or things like that, those are the things that are considered and factored in.
Well, teacher,
daycare costs, stuff like that.
Quickly, tell us what, in a nutshell, what should people do to protect themselves in a dispute?
So, again, when it comes to a custody dispute, like I said, if you can, hire a lawyer.
Okay.
If you cannot do that, at least consult with a lawyer.
Right.
If you cannot do that, at least cooperate with the other person, with thinking about your child and their best interest, and then create an agreement, a written agreement that you guys can, you know, abide by. And when you are drafting the agreement and you're considering the agreement, make sure that you are considering the fact that the child needs both of their parents.
Mm.
Because a lot of times I see things where it's one-sided, and
right,
it's unfortunately usually skewed towards the mom. But women, if you want these men to be active participants in the lives of their children, allow them to be.
Mm.
Don't put blocks and barriers in the lives of these men who want to be active participants in the lives of their children so that you can then go on social media and say, I'm a single mom, happy Father's Day to me. No.
And the statistics has borne out time and time again that a child is going to be better adjusted if they grow up when both parents are involved, whether they're in the house or in their lives in general.
Absolutely.
That child is going to be better off in the long run if both parents are involved. Well, teacher, tell people how they can find out more about you if they need some help, please.
Well, you guys can reach me at 301-744-7996. You can also visit my website at www.tshillmanlaw.com. And I just want to say really quickly, like I said in the beginning, the purpose of building, you know, having strong families and trying to cooperate and work together with another, with one another in terms of our families is because our families are our communities. And so we can't have strong communities if we don't have strong families.
Amen.
And thereby strong businesses.
Folks, you've heard it here. That's Teacher Hillman Law. She's on the Marketing Pulpit website. Go there. Call this sister if you have any needs in the legal family law and other areas she covers. Go to her website, tshillmanlaw.com. And also, like you said, find her on the Marketing Pulpit. If you didn't get the address and phone number, it's right there on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit. She visits us every first Friday of every month, and she always brings valuable information that's important to the stakeholders in our community. Thank you, teacher. And hang on. We're going to jump on a topic of branding quickly here. I want to start off branding by saying don't underestimate the power of branding. It's one of probably the most misunderstood parts of business development. People think of branding. They say, well, I got a logo, so I have branded. But branding is a process. It's not something you wake up in the morning and say, hey, well, I went to work today, and now my company is branded. It just does not work that way. I'll give you an example to put it in perspective. Let's say you went into a new town. You've never been there in your life, and you saw a couple of restaurants. One was Bob's Cheap Burgers. One was Susie's Fries, and one was McDonald's. You had no knowledge of anything else in that town, but you saw that big golden arch. Susie could have had the best fries, Bob's could have had the best burgers, the best price, but because of branding, 9 times out of 10, you're going to choose the McDonald's. Let's say you went to that same town, and you were filled with hate, you wanted to chase down some black people, hang them from trees, and you wanted some help, and you weren't sure where to go. And you say, well, how can I identify somebody else who espouses my same hateful views? Just look for the Confederate flag on the back of his truck. Because the brand speaks for what the beliefs are, who you are, your views, your mission, your purpose. So without knowing anything about a town, you can find hamburgers and hate thanks to branding. And that's about as vivid as I can make it. So let's say you're not in the burger business or you're not in a hate monger, but you're just trying to run a company. You're trying to build a successful business. Then you need to brand also. Some of the benefits of branding is name recognition. That's probably the biggest one. By branding, you are building your name. Branding is also great for customer loyalty. Branding is great for cross-selling and upselling. In other words, if they bought it once and they like what you did, they will buy the next product that you offer or the bigger size or the brand extension. Branding is great for your reputation. We've seen some of these companies, their name has taken a hit lately. We've seen Starbucks. You wonder why Starbucks closed all of their stores back in April. They did it because their brand, they were really interested in not losing any of their brand clout. Branding is great for credibility, the competitive edge, lifetime value, and barriers to entry. Those are some of the tangible benefits of branding. Now, what does branding look like? Branding takes the facade of what type of service that you offer, the level of your service, the quality of your service, whether you're innovative, cutting edge, how you price, the look, the color, the feel, your decor. And ultimately, branding boils down to what type of customers you hope to attract and what type of promises you make to those customers. Now, people ask me this all the time. Robert, should I go with my personal name or my company brand? This is a question I get often. And most people think that it's automatic, that you should just go with your company brand. But I'm going to say as a business owner, you have to eat tomorrow. Branding is long term. I would say if your personal brand is stronger than your company brand, it's okay. Because I'll give you an example. My company name for many years was Logo Motion Advertising. That's what I registered on the books of the state of Maryland. Nobody knew what the heck Logo Motion Advertising was, but a lot of folks knew what Robert Gatewood was. So what I did, I started using my name in my company till I eventually changed my company to Gatewood Marketing, where I had a much stronger appeal and a much stronger brand. That's particularly important also on social media. People are saying, should I promote on my Facebook page, my personal profile, or should I promote my business profile? Same thing on LinkedIn. Where do you have the most clout? where do you have the strongest brand? There is no hard, fast rule. Now, there may be some rules with the social media platforms like Facebook, so you can't run a business on a personal profile, but there's nothing that says you can't promote your personal brand on your profile where you have 3,000 followers, where your business may only have 20 followers. So that's a water that you have to navigate as you're making these branding decisions. When you're advertising, it's not mutually exclusive that you're advertising for direct sales or building a brand. When you're spending money on advertising, rest assured knowing that your advertising dollars is also going towards creating that strong brand. Folks, we're going to run out of time here, but guess what? We'll be back next week at the same time, and we have some callers hanging on. Call us back next week. We're really out of time. This has been a great show. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be back next week. Thank you, Andre.
Thank you.
Thank you, teacher.
Thank you, Robert.
And we'll join you next week at the same time here on the Marketing Pulpit. Go to Marketing Pulpit, listen to the past shows, and if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.